Steve, are you okay unmuting yourself when it comes to time to do the readings?
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Great. Just checking. Oh, morning, Jane.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jean.
Good morning, Ruby.
Oh, that's nice to hear from you.
Morning, Jenny. Morning, Margaret and Ellen.
Good morning,
morning,
Nicole.
Good morning, Sheena.
Good morning.
Well, that's us at time.
Good morning.
I'll ask Agnes to share the
maybe
PowerPoint, possibly.
Yeah, I've lost my Zoom.
There we go. So a very warm welcome to everyone, those I've managed to say hello to and those I haven't managed to speak to yet. It's lovely to be back with you, although I have to admit I had the most wonderful holiday, really restful and a fair bit of sunshine as well. So it was altogether a really good time. Just really one intimation, and that is that next Sunday, the 9th of August, will be the second Sunday of the month, so we'll be celebrating Holy Communion again. So please remember and remind anyone else who's coming along to have their bread and something to drink ready for next Sunday, for the 9th of August. I've got a silly wee joke. On Tuesday, it's the International Day of the Owl. But I really think that they should have changed it to today, because today's date is 2820. It's all right, it would get worse, so I won't share anymore. But today we're going to look at Jesus Calms the Storm. This is one of the favourite stories that Grace suggested, and it's very much one of mine as well. And I'm really grateful to Jean for this beautiful picture. It's just quite, well, just says it all, doesn't it? They say that a picture tells a is better than a million words or something like that. So it's so good to be back with you and to worship God together. God is love, and we are all his beloved children. We can only love one another because God first loved us, and his love is a perfect love which drives out all fear. And we'll hear later how it drove out the fear of those disciples and how it can drive out any fears we have. Our psalm this morning is a very short one. It's Psalm 131. My heart is not proud, Lord. My eyes are not haughty. I do not concern myself with great matters or things too wonderful for me.
But I have calmed and quieted myself. I am like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child, I am content.
Israel, put your hope in the Lord, both now and forever.
Amen.
Amen. Well, today we're going to be showing our great appreciation for Jigsaw, for all the young people in our church. And I thought particularly at this time when we're not yet meeting in our church building, it was good to sing this lovely hymn that I am the church, you are the church. The church is not a building, not a steeple. The church is the people. The video that we're going to play doesn't have the words on it. The words you can find in the hymn book at number 204. There is a slight difference. The video has a different verse 3 and it doesn't have our verse 5, unfortunately. But do please enjoy this group of children singing with such enthusiasm. And you can sing along at home. Lovely. And of course, we normally sing the final verse. I count if I am 90 or 9 or just a baby. There's one thing I am sure about, and I don't mean maybe. I am the church, you are the church, we are the church together. All who follow Jesus all around the world. Yes, we're the church together. And of course, a vital part of our church is our young people. And today we are celebrating our young people. And firstly, I want to say an enormous thank you to all our leaders who do such a lot for the young people within our church, who really are the church. They probably don't realise how important they are and how valuable they are to us. Now, you leaders, normally I would be presenting each of you with a lovely little display of flowers, but we're not together, so I'm not able to do that today. But if you each check your email inbox later today, you'll find a wee present from the whole church, just especially for each of you. And I hope you can use it to buy something really, really lovely for you, because we hugely appreciate everything that you do. And we love all our children. So I now want you to try and imagine that I'm standing at the front of the church and each of our children are coming forward to receive their book. And in no particular order, although we can't do it physically, we've got photographs of all our young people. It's so fantastic to see all their smiling faces. First, we've got Kyle with his book, which is a book by Bob Hartman, who's a wonderful writer, really brings Bible stories to life. So well done, Kyle, and it's fantastic to have you as part of our church. And the next one, Jack. Yeah, we just love having you as part of our church, and you're pointing there to your book, 50 Bible Stories. Oh, they're the wildest, the 50 wildest Bible stories. That's going to be fun. It looks almost as if the fence behind you is a cage. So maybe if you're reading wild stories, you need to be kept in a cage. We love you, Jack, and it's fantastic to have you in our church.
Elspeth, I can't see the photographs.
Oh, no.
Maybe it's just me, but...
Oh, dear. Can everybody else see the photos?
Stephen, yes. Jane can
yes,
see
them. Yes, I can see them.
Yes, oh, I can see them.
Right.
Sorry, it must just be me.
Oh, what a shame, Lynn.
As long as everybody else can see, I don't know why that's not working. I'll keep trying. Sorry to interrupt. I'll keep trying.
That's okay. Try different settings. No, it's... Oh, what a shame that you're not seeing them. So, Lewis is the next of our youngsters. And this is a great photo of him with the same book again, the 50 Wildest Bible Stories. And I can see that Lewis is one amongst us who's going for the shaggy hair look, which is so fashionable this year. So fantastic to have you with us, Lewis. We just love having you as part of our church. And the next is all three in one photo, Eva, Rowan and Harris. What lovely smiles. And we are so proud to have you as part of our church. You've each got a book there to read. And goodness, we know how active and busy you all are. And we just love having you as part of our church. So thank you so much for the photo. And we'll look forward to seeing you in person before too long. And next up is Ewan. Ewan with a U. Now, the present that Ewan has got is a book about Jesus and the storm. And I didn't know this before I decided that that would be the theme of today's service. So it's just one of those lovely God incidences that several of our children have been given the book of the story that we're looking at in today's story. So lovely to have you, Ewan. We just love having you as part of our church family. And Aaron, another shaggy hair. And Aaron has also got Jesus and the storm. So several of our young people are going to be well up on the story that I'm going to speak about today. Fantastic to have you in our church family, Aaron. We just love you. So take care and we'll see you soon. And Ewan? Now Ewan's had a haircut and I don't know if you can see yourself, but maybe you'll just need to look in the mirror if the computer's not working. Hi Ewan, and you're another one who's got Jesus and the storm. So you could always get your book out and keep me right if I speak about the story later in the service, okay? And we just love you. We love having you as part of our church family. It's fantastic to have you with us. And Callan, of course. Callan has recently had another baby in the family. So it's even more special that Mum was able to get a photo of Callan with his book and send it into us. And hopefully, before too long, we'll get to see you again, Callan, and maybe you'll bring your baby along with you to introduce us. And we really hope you enjoy your book, and we just love having you as part of our church family. It's always great to see your smiley face. And Caroline, of course, is a twin. And we just love these cheeky smiles that we get from Caroline and her twin sister, Jennifer. So this is Caroline sitting, smiling away at her book, which is about baby Moses. So we hope you're enjoying reading that or looking at the pictures, Caroline. And again, we look forward to seeing you before long. We love having you as part of our church family. And you can't have Caroline without Jennifer, or not often, although occasionally one of them's ill and the other one's not. So Jennifer, fantastic to have you as part of our church family, and hope you enjoy your book as well. You look as if you weren't too happy to have that photo taken. But of course, the other connection with Jennifer and Caroline is that they both used to come to our Mainly Music group. And throughout the holidays, we've been able to send out videos of Mainly Music sessions. And this is a super picture of Jennifer and Caroline singing along to one of the Mainly Music songs. It's been really good to keep the group together online, and we're looking forward to sometime getting back together in person. We just love having you. Andrew and Katie, that is such a gorgeous photo, isn't it? And we just love having you as part of our church family. And you each got a book as well. Jesus and the Storm for Andrew, and Baby Moses and the Princess for Katie. So we really hope you're both enjoying reading these books. And again, Andrew, you'll be able to keep me right on this story if I make any mistakes. So fantastic to have you as part of our church family. And Laurel, the star of the show. At least you've got a star on your sweater, which is lovely to see. And you've got the story about baby Moses and the princess as well. It's super to see you. We really miss seeing you at the moment. I miss you rushing up to me in church and giving me a hug. So we love having you as part of our church family and look forward to seeing you again before too long, I hope. And Ruby. Oh, Ruby's got a book called God Made Something Clever. I just can't get over how quickly, Ruby, you are growing up. I still remember baptizing you when you were a wee baby. Well, you weren't that wee. You were a good sized baby, but it was seems just like yesterday. And here you are, all grown up. You've been through our Mainly Music, and now you're in Jigsaw as well. We love having you and your wee brother as part of our church family, and hope you really enjoy your book. And Noah. Oh, we really miss seeing you, Noah. And you've got a book called God Made Something Clever. Well, he certainly did, because he made you, Noah. And you're certainly clever. Someone clever, not something clever. And we just love having you as part of our church family and look forward to seeing you again before too long. And then last, but definitely not least, because Jesus always said the last shall be first, we've got wee Rory. And Rory, we're delighted to have you as part of our church family. We really love you and miss seeing you and hearing from you every Sunday, and look forward to one day getting back together again and seeing each other in person. It'll be just great. So a huge thank you again to Lynn and the other leaders who managed to put all that together. It's not quite the same as the kids actually coming and speaking to me, but very close second. I got such a lot of joy of seeing these pictures. So let's come before God in prayer. Loving, living God, we are so enormously fortunate to have so many young people as part of our church family. We really love every single one of them. and we treasure the fact that you made them all, each one different, each one precious and loved. And Lord, we give thanks for the leaders who organize so many different activities and songs, different ideas to help our young children grow to know you in a very real way each week and throughout the year. So Lord, we ask you to bless all the leaders of Jigsaw and all the children. Help them all to know just how much we appreciate them. And we also, of course, love the Bible stories, which teach us so much. And thank you that every child has received a book that they can read and learn more about you. So let's say the Lord's Prayer together, the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory for ever. Amen. We now come to our next hymn, and this is a modern Christian song, which I am very, very fond of. I hope you'll all enjoy it as well. It's called Above All, and it's sung by Lenny LeBlanc.
Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you were here before the world. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what
Amazing lyrics. I hope you'll agree. Excuse me. We now come to our Bible reading, and Steve is going to read for us from Matthew chapter 8, verses 23 to 27.
Jesus calms the storm. Then he got into the boat, and his disciples followed him. Suddenly, a furious storm came up on the lake, so that the waves swept over the boat. But Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him, saying, "Lord, save us, we are going to drown." He replied, "You of little faith, why are you so afraid?" Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. The men were amazed and asked, "What kind of man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him." Amen. May God add his blessing to the reading of his word.
Thanks, Steve. And as we come to a time of prayer, I've got a photograph from my holidays. This is a view from one of the walks I did near Moffat, the beautiful countryside round about Moffat. So I'll let you look at that as we pray. Loving, living God, above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you're worth. And the most amazing thing is that you died and rose again for us. You thought of us above all. Loving, living God, forgive us when we fail to place you above all in our lives. Forgive us when we forget that you are above our fears, above our doubts, above our selfish preoccupations and desires. Forgive us when we treat other people as less than they are, for you thought of them above all, not just us. Forgive us when we put other things above you in our lives, when our fears and desires for financial and practical comfort and security leave you in second place in our lives, our minds, and in our hearts. We are not all in the same boat, but we are all in the same storm. Lord, may we trust in you above all and know that you can and will rebuke the wind and waves of our lives and restore calm and peace. That we can become calm and quiet, like weaned children at our mother's breast, forgiven, content, and settled, because you are above all. Amen. Our hymn before the sermon is number 198 in the hymn books, Be Still for the Presence of the Lord. Another really beautiful hymn, which leads us into my reflections on Jesus and the storm. I've not got any images to go with my reflections today because I was given a polite reminder by one of my friends that when people are just listening to the service, either live or the recording later, they can't see the images, so I couldn't do the children's talk part without images, but I'm trying to use words to create images within my reflections. Well, I think we can all agree that we are experiencing a storm at the moment in our individual lives and throughout the world. Thanks to that tiny microscopic wee virus known as COVID-19. unprecedented, surreal, social distancing, shielding, and PPE have become everyday language. Words and phrases that we never really knew before. And everyone is experiencing this storm in different ways. Some have been working throughout, under far greater stress than ever before, and having to learn new ways of doing and behaving very quickly. Others have had enforced rest in lockdown or shielding. Some have been alone, isolated from friends and family for months on end, while others have been forced into 24-hour-a-day close contact with family or housemates. Some have suffered serious health problems. Some have lost loved ones. And others are feeling healthier than ever due to more outdoor exercise and the lack of stress of commuting to and from work and the pressures of time. Everyone we speak to is experiencing the storm of this pandemic in a different way. So we are not all in the same boat, but we are all in the same storm. And the news we must be prepared to share with others if and when the opportunity arises, is that whatever sort of boat we are in, Jesus is in it too. His calm presence with us in the midst of the storm. We may often be completely unaware of his presence, as if in that boat he's asleep in a corner. Jesus is totally calm in the middle of the storm. Calm can be defined as not showing or feeling nervousness, anger, or other strong emotions. And when it's used of the weather, pleasantly free from wind. But I particularly love the psalmist's visual portrayal of calm as being like a small child with their mother. I'm sure we've all seen at some time in our lives that complete trust, relaxation, quiet, and calmness of a small child falling asleep in their mum's or dad's arms. And that is what Jesus offers us in this present storm and always. There are numerous analogies in the Bible. A safe place to anchor, a sheltered spot out of wind and rain, a refuge, a sanctuary, a place of peace, a high tower. If we look just for a moment at Noah's Ark, we'll see that the storm continues, unlike today's gospel. And yet in the midst of the storm, those inside the ark are safe, protected from the flood. And in my experience, this is more often what Jesus' presence gives me, a sense of peace, of safety, of calm in the middle of the storm, rather than actually stopping the storm. Storms are part of life, and we can endure them and survive them far easier if we're not tense and frightened as well. Remember, Jesus said, "You of little faith, why are you so afraid?" Speaking to the disciples in the boat in the storm. That tells me that even just a little bit of faith can ease our fears. An example is, and I'm sure we've all heard it, of when a person is drowning, when another person comes to rescue them, the one drowning has to stop frantically struggling and relax, be calm, because otherwise the rescuer cannot save them. Sometimes all we need to do is stop and take a couple of deep breaths in slowly and out slowly. And remember that God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is above all. God is in control, like a mother cradling us in their arms. Jesus really is in the same boat as each and every one of us. I was fascinated this week to hear about some scientific work on the communication of calmness. And this is what Deb Dana wrote. The best way we communicate safety for others is not with words, but through being anchored in our own state of ventral vagal safety and connection. That energy is sent out through neuroceptive pathways into the world, and people around us, their nervous systems sense that we are sending out an autonomic welcome. And then another nervous system feels that regulatory energy and begins to regulate. And then that goes to another nervous system and another nervous system. I love to say that I think this is how the world is going to become a safe place for all humans. One nervous system at a time. Some scientific terminology there, but fascinating words from Deb Dana. Because I'm sure that we're all aware that fear and anger can spread in a crowd of people. But I certainly never knew before that the opposite is also true. That by remaining calm, rooted in God's love, this can be communicated to those around us without us even saying a single word. So whatever boat we are in today, and however fiercely the storm is raging around, deep inside is a place of safety, a calm and quiet place. It's like having an anchor that keeps us grounded, firm and deep in God's love. Amen. The image for you to look at during our prayers for others is of a field full of wild flowers, which I walked through when I was staying near Durlton in the first week of my holidays. Let's pray. Loving, living God, we thank you that as you have promised, you will never leave us, never forsake us, so we have nothing to fear. We thank you for the glorious sunny summer days and for the wet, windy, stormy ones. We thank you for all the stories in the Bible which teach us so much about you and about life. But most of all, we thank you for Jesus, who was crucified, laid behind the stone. Jesus, who lived to die, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground. Jesus, who took the fall and thought of every one of us above all. We thank you for your amazing grace and love, and for the gift of prayer. So now let us all in our own homes cry out in prayer to Jesus, for we know you are close, and we can pour out all our concerns, our fears, worries, doubts, our joys and our sorrows. We can know that you are holding every prayer and us in your arms, like the mother of a small child. We pray today for all the family and friends of Ian Rowan, who lost his life so suddenly, demonstrating the truth contained in one of his favourite songs, that time, it is a precious thing. And we pray for all those we know and care about who are sick at home or in hospital, for their families who worry about them and feel helpless, and for all the medical staff who care for them. Lord, may your presence be a palpable sense of calm to everyone, both in the storm and beyond it. Amen. Our closing hymn is that wonderful BB hymn. It's number 737 in the hymn books, Will Your Anchor Hold? one of those hymns that you can never hear too often and which speaks into so many different situations. So now as we go out into the week ahead, remember that whatever boat we're in this storm, Jesus is in it with us, and he will never leave us alone. We can sense that deep calm and peace deep within us. And by simply sensing it, we're actually sending that out to others without even saying a word. I think that's just amazing. And now may the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit rest and remain upon each and every one of us today and forevermore. Amen. Thank you all so much for joining us in worship. I'll now put us into breakout rooms, which you have the option to go into as the invitation goes out.